This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Call in, talk about anything you want. We're kicking off here the third hour of the show. It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
855-450-3733. You deserve live radio, and you're getting it. Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go right to the phones. We had Dave on in the final segment there. He didn't get a chance to completely finish his thought. What he brought up was that these Antifa, Black Bloc people that are sort of throwing these anti-Trump rallies are being rather violent and kind of doing the opposite of what it is that they, I don't know. I don't quite get it. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, another question now. We know that they're violent. We know they're throwing bricks and everything, and they spurned kind of a counter movement, which kind of ran them off of Berkeley, if you watch that last video.
Yeah, this guy that has a very short cut haircut is punching this chick with the one they call moldy locks, with these dreadlocks, punching her like right in the forehead. Now, first off, I looked at his form, and the gentleman, yeah. A, punched her in the forehead. That's always bad. And B, he used the last two knuckles on his hand. You're going to break. Yeah. That's what they call a boxer break, son. And you got to learn how to punch. Go ahead.
Well, now, here's the question. We know that the left is choreographed. Beyond the hilt. I mean, Soros, you know, pretty much pays for every brick they throw.
People say that.
At what point do you think that Jerry Brown declares martial law, another intrusion into the, you know, people's rights in California? And if he does, do they follow it? And what's the end game? I'm always into this conspiracy stuff.
I don't know. I'm really into the idea of a Calexit. I think California has every reason in the world to just go ahead and get out of the United States. Why is that?
They won't do it because they are pimping for a bailout. They're looking for federal money.
They got some not too long ago. I'd give them some money to leave. And they can create their own currency if they go.
It'd be like Twinkies, toilet paper, and cannabis or something like that.
They've got huge farming out in California.
That'd be worth more than
the
U.S.
The reason they won't go if they won't go is because of their contracts with Nevada and Arizona for water. They get all that water from the Colorado River.
This is true, but see, that's the thing. The resources that they've got, we know that leftists cannot manage resources. Look at Venezuela.
Uh-huh. Right.
And California is no different.
Soviet Union. I mean, you pick the place that you know, that had whatever communist rule or socialist rule, and it's a failure. We can see what democratic rule does in areas in the United States, and there certainly are prosperous democratically ruled areas, but the ones that seem like they're in the worst shape from a financial standpoint are, you know, have been Democrat for many, many, many years. Obviously, Hawaii is an outlier on that one, but they've got
lots
of tourism.
Thanks for the time, guys.
Thanks
for
Dave.
The time.
Appreciate the call. Always appreciate Dave's call. 855-450-3733. Just want to mention before I go on to the next caller, if you want to hear yourself on the call, you can go to freetalklive.com, and we have the last 7 days right there on the website. You can do anything you want. You want to go in there, download that show, cut your bit out, and share it with your friends on Facebook? That's your business. It's freetalklive.com, and we've got all the archives going back for a decade. The last 7 days are right there on the front page. Clint, calling in from Indy. Clint, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All's well. Good audio.
Oh, thanks. Listen, I just want to say real quick, I listen to you guys all the time. My father told me growing up, listen to differing points of view, and that way you can make informed decisions.
Yep.
So I listen to conservative talk radio. I listen to you guys, and I'm impressed with the fact that you guys at least listen and take other points of view instead of feeling that there's only one way, you know, like you hear from so many people. That I'm calling is, it bothers me to hear so much us and them. You know, it's we have given up on the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that we ever had it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it just feels like everything is us and them, and people can't be wrong. I know that a Democratic state can't be any worse. An all-Democratic state can't be any worse than an all-Republican state. No one way is right all the time.
I would agree with you. If you're sitting on, if you're sitting out there and you think that the one particular party is right 100% of the time, the chances are you're a partisan and nobody listens to partisans. So, you know, that I would concur with you on that issue. Obviously, I'm a partisan for the libertarian the standpoint. But I often find that unifying speech, like, you know, saying we shouldn't have us and them, I often find unifying speech really means that, you know, the people who disagree with me should shut up.
Well, I'm hoping that I'm not coming across that.
I don't think you are.
Libertarian. I'm learning about libertarian listening to you guys because you have informed, you know, really informed me about that. You know, I had heard about libertarian, but I've learned things listening to you guys every week. It just bothers me that it seems like we don't. I don't know. I heard some guys earlier this week talking as though there needs to be a civil war in the United States and we need to fight and kill each other to try to root out differing points of view.
Right.
And if we're not the United States anymore, which it was always our power, if we're not the United States anymore, then we're nothing.
I
agree, or am I?
Okay. So the problem with the government is that it tends to centralize, right? Like power tends to centralize, and Washington D.C. has progressively gotten more and more powerful. I understand why people do not feel united, and that reason is they feel like they're under threat. They feel like, Trump is a threat if you're a Democrat. And Clinton was a threat if you were a Republican. Like, there's really no way to get around it because those people were going to do things that were they were going to affect your pocketbook. They were going to do it contrary to what you believed in. And, you know, there's a whole variety of ways that it's a threat. And it's very difficult to unify people while issuing and leveling threats. If the federal government was just an organization that handled, say, defense, and I don't know, coining money or something like it, whatever,
defending contracts and property rights,
right? These sorts of things, making sure interstates the states honored other states' contracts and that sort of thing, then very few people would be all upset with who became the president, which way or the other. They'd be much more interested in local politics where the threats would be issued there. So politics is, in and of itself, a system for leveling threats against your neighbors. And that's why people don't feel unified.
Government. I always hear people saying that power is with the states and power is supposed to be with the people.
Clint, I think we're having some audio problems. Go ahead. We had a little audio problem. Quickly repeat what you had to say.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I'm going to hurry up because I know you guys got other people that want to call. It just concerns me. When I was a kid, I remember sitting in the car and mom getting in one day crying because they had killed Dr. King. And I remember thinking, I was 14, and I was thinking, man, I'll be glad when I grow up because we won't be going through all this name calling and, you know, and black and white and first one thing and another. And now
it seems like it's worse in some ways.
Oh man, I'm 63, and it's worse.
I don't know if it's worse. I watched Hidden Figures last night. You know that new movie about the black gals at NASA.
I took my granddaughters to go see it. Yes,
It was really, really great. It was an awesome movie. And I mean, obviously, we don't have colored bathrooms or anything like that. Are you black, Clint?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I just was wondering when you brought up the topic, and then I heard a slight accent. So yeah, I mean, it was. I thought it was a fantastic movie, and it really sort of showed some of the progress that we've had. Like those gals when they got stopped by that police officer, they were petrified. Right. And I imagine that can be similar these days, depending on where you are. So I think we need to look at what it might be like. And where we've had progress and where we haven't. Clint, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you. 855-450-3733. If you haven't seen Hidden Figures, yeah, the acting in it's excellent, and it's an inspiring story. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about millennials, but, you know, on Free Talk Live, everything comes out. And by the 9 o'clock hour, the wheels are off the train and people are calling in about whatever they want to call in about. So God bless you. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
I'll tell you real quick about MyPillow. It's hard to be alive in America right now and not have heard about the brand MyPillow. So I'm not going to tell you about the brand MyPillow other than my experience with it. First off, I'm not getting paid for this ad. I only get paid if you use my coupon code, which is FTL. MyPillow is the best pillow I've ever used. The reason is not only does it hold my head and neck in the right position, which helps me avoid headaches and weariness and get a good night's sleep and all these other things. You can get a pillow that'll hold your head and neck in the right position. But my pillow, be above and beyond that, you can wash it. Your bed, you're going to get in trouble if you don't wash your sheets at least once a week. People are going to say bad things about you. But you're going to put a pillowcase back on that disgusting, vile thing that you have never washed, that down pillow that you've been using for 8 years. It's full of dust mites. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. And, yeah, it's a great pillow. We loved it so much. We bought ones for our catamaran, our boat. We bought one for our in-laws, bought one for my mother. This is a really great product, and I am not kidding you. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. It's a buy one, get one free, 50% off situation there. Let's go to Bobby and Indy. Talk about the Constitution. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Yep.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All's well, sir.
All right. Wouldn't it be nice if all of Congress was controlled by libertarians and the presidency, too?
Well, I would like to see what they did. Then we'd be responsible for all the crap that went on, though.
Depends on which libertarians, too.
I think it'd be a lot better.
The other thing is that
Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I would concur with you on that. The other thing is that you have to ask yourself, can the United States be turned around in 4 years? And if it can't, then do you want to be the party in power when it's when all the chickens are coming home to roost? And that might very well be the case, is that it's $20 trillion in debt right now. There's a lot of chickens out there waiting to come home to roost, Bobby.
Yeah, I agree with you. But earlier you had a caller on talking about how Congress didn't follow the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
And I agree with him totally on that, and I'll give you a case in point. The Obamacare healthcare tax.
Uh-huh.
The Obamacare tax. When the Democrats passed that law, the Republicans took in the United States Supreme Court over the matter, and they didn't say it was a tax, then they said it was a tax.
Yep.
Finally, Chief Justice Roberts said, is it a tax or not a tax? They said it's a tax. They said, well, then it's legal if it's a tax.
Yep.
Well, all of them, all those Congress members, even President Trump, when they put their hand on that Bible, they call it, they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But when they passed this affordable health care tax, they deprived the citizens of America due process of law because they never even read the health care tax before passing it.
Yeah, you know, it also deprived them of the ability to make a decision between which healthcare workers they want and how they want to do business and that sort of thing. If the government, the funny thing is that somehow or another, getting rid, that Obamacare was billed as getting rid of the free market in healthcare. Are you kidding me? The government was the largest payer of funds into healthcare, is now, and was before Obamacare. George Bush instituted the largest growth of healthcare in this country prior to Obama, government involvement in healthcare, I should say. So the government hasn't been out. I mean, ever since the FDA was created, the government hasn't had its business out of its nose out of medical business, and that's where it should be, out of the medicine's business.
Yep, and the United States Supreme Court, in the case of McDonald versus City of Chicago, it's a 2010 case.
Uh-huh.
Dealing with the handgun ban in Chicago. In that case, the Supreme Court stated itself that the United States Constitution was written to be understood by the voters. at the time it's written. You know, not just by lawyers, not just by judges and politicians, but by the voters.
Yep.
And
the Constitution's very clear. The Second Amendment says, shall not be infringed. And any law, therefore, that infringes on the right to keep and bear arms by the federal government, and from what I can tell, state and local governments, too. Now, if you wanna have a building where you say nobody's allowed to bring a gun in, that's your business. It's your building. But the government shouldn't be able to say one way or the other. Either the United States Constitution should only apply to the U.S. government and should never apply to any state governments, so there shouldn't be any free speech issues or whatever, but they do that. They apply it to state and local governments all the time, so therefore the Second Amendment should be applied to state and local governments if it's being applied evenly. Thanks for the call, Bobby. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Tom, calling in from Baltimore, listening on GCNLive.com.
Hey, he makes some really good points. By the way, Mark, I like the way you're working the camera, not just using it as a fly on the wall. You interact with it a bit, and that makes the...
I'm looking at Vincent. So thank you for... I am addressing the camera, but I'm only doing it because I put it in... Vincent helped me put it in exactly the right spot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's working. Like I said,
thank you.
Whether intentional or not, it gives it a more personal feel when watching. Normally, with the fly on the wall, I normally just
it's boring.
The window down. So
if there's no eye contact, it's boring. Eyes are the window to the soul.
Sometimes I make faces at the camera if I'm bored. But
so the guy that just called makes a very good point, and your response was equally apropos and important. You know, you're absolutely correct. Things were supposed to be understood by the people, because the government is, of course, by the people and for the people. And that's a big problem, and I think a big reason why we find ourselves where we are today. You know, common law, or the law of the land, it seeks foremost to protect the relationships among people, we the people, through due process or fair play. And what we're entangled in now, by contrast, is civil law. The law of the city, or Babylonian law, as it was known at one time, which seeks to justify the will of the state. Sound familiar? It sets forth, you know, commands that they call legislation, statutes, regulations, you know, all the things that, let's say, most liberals like. I was talking about this the other night, just for sake of argument. I think we've got about half the country that is conservative. And, of course, there are going to be some other factions as well. And you have half the country who is, say, liberal, for lack of a better word, or socialist. And, you know, in regards to the other caller before the last one.
10 seconds. Go ahead, Tom.
Can you hold me over?
Okay. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I give out the numbers, but man, the lines are loaded, so if you'll hold the line, I'm not going to give out the numbers. I'm just going to go straight into it. First, I want to tell you about Jax. Jax is the official Bitcoin, official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. Now, a wallet is an app. It's just another terminology for an app that allows you to hold different forms of cryptocurrency. And Jax is a really, really great one. It allows you to hold several different at the same time. It's spelled JAXX.io. I use it regularly. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, Zcoin, and just a whole bunch of other ones. More currencies are coming all the time. It's got Shapeshift integration, allows you to frictionlessly change between currencies right within the app. So you are never, your money is never in danger. And that is really, really great. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum and CryptoKit and a variety of other things out there. I was just at his house about a month ago down in Florida. And, the guy's a genius. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. JAXX. .io. One of the things I love about it is you can use it on both the same wallet on both your phone and your computer, and it's just easier to move funds around. Let's go back to Todd in Indiana. Todd, you were making a point, and I wanted to allow you to get through it, but I've got people on the line, so quick. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, it's concerning climate change and global warming. We've had several climate change, it's a cycle. We've had several ice ages that have occurred. And then
they
had global chilling and global warming. And, you know, I do believe that we should take care in polluting the soil and whatnot. But I don't think it should be politicized, climate changes. I think it's ridiculous to be.
It is politicized. Employed. There's no doubt it's politicized.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to know what the truth is because of that politicization.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Politicizing they hide the truth and then try to profit off of it. That's what irritates me.
Right, and
it gets under my skin to a point that how do you stop it? You know,
these government bureaucrats haven't had real jobs their entire lives, right? They've been part of the parasite class the whole time. And they want to use something like global warming in order to levy just another tax on productivity. And I'm not saying that, you know, businesses should be able to pollute willy-nilly.
At the time of the glacial period, they've been talking about global chilling and trying to come up with an icicle tax to play on it.
You know? Thanks for the call, Todd. If they got a good joke, I'd dump them because it's awesome. You want to end right on a joke. It's 100% true. Why is it that the way the weather was in 1974 is the way the weather should always be? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, really.
Yeah, versus, you know, periods of time back in the 1800s, it was snow during the summer.
It's true. There was what they called the Little Ice Age around the Revolutionary War. I think it was the 1700s, maybe.
It spanned from like the late medieval all the way until the late 1800s.
Yeah, I remember the Romans were growing grapes in England.
Yeah,
So it must have been pretty warm there. Something I learned. George in Indy. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I just have a question. I want to pause, and I'll get off and.
Okay.
Listen to people's responses to the question. We've been going along under the assumption that most of our oppression in this country that emanates from government sources emanates from the federal government. I wish to offer an example of a smaller form of oppression, but nevertheless one that is not justified in my mind. And that is the issue of rent control. In New York City, the government controls the rent that a landlord may charge to a tenant under most circumstances. And my question is, by what justification does local government get to tell a private entrepreneur how much he can charge for his product? It's not like any one landlord has a monopoly on rental units in New York City. If you don't like the rent in Unit A, then go to Unit B. Or go outside of New York City, or buy a house, or whatever. Why does the government get the notion that it gets to dictate the price of a private commodity? That's my question, and I'll hang up now and listen to any response that anybody wants to give.
Thanks for the call, George. I've got an answer. Statism. Once the government can do one thing, once it can force its way into any contract, then it can force its way into every contract. And that's what it comes down to. You can say leftist, rightist, conservative, liberal, or whatever you want to say regarding this. But ultimately, if the government can get involved in, if it can get involved in marriage, if it can dictate who's going to get married and how and, you know, how many of them and what their sleeping arrangements are and all that other stuff, it can tell you how a your rent agreement's going to be. I agree 100% that I should be able to contract with whomever I wish to live how I wish, and that means that I have the freedom as a renter to rent from whom I want, and to get the government involved to set the price is ridiculous.
And it's causing more harm than quote-unquote good, because you've heard of an app, Airbnb, right?
Yeah.
So that's having a renter or people who own buildings rent them out more inclined to kick out their tenants because they can make way more money by renting out on Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Well, it's hard to get rid of a tenant. In New York would be my guess, is there's all kinds of, you know, the more liberal a place is, the more renters' rights there are and all this other stuff. I can tell you, I managed a few duplexes for my family. They own some duplexes down in Florida. And renters, not great when you've got to clean up after them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't like it. I've come from the generation where we were told you own your house, you control your life. I'm not saying I'm advocating for home ownership or anything like that. I've heard that it may not be the right thing for people to do now financially, but it's just, it's hard for me to give up that bias. Let's go to Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Mark. I actually forgot about me. Yeah, to the guy in New York, absolutely, you're correct, and it's because you've got a government other than what the founders had given you originally. And that's perfectly what my point was. You've got half the country just about that really wants a socialist, leaning to communist even, form of government. We can't make them believe any different or want anything other than that if that's truly what they want, any more than they can make someone who wants a more constitutional republic, free form of government, believe different than we do.
That's what I say about libertarianism all the time, is that my belief regarding government requires nothing from you except to leave me alone.
Absolutely.
Your belief requires, you know, some politician's hand deep in my pocket, pilfering around, deciding what percentage of my money they deserve. That's
sure,
and that's
where you get stray away from common law. That's what I was talking about. That's why you need the statutes, the ordinances.
Oh, Tom, did I have you on and I went to the other guy and got confused? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
No. I was glad to hear from the other guy. Listen, I enjoy the interaction that we have here and the sharing of ideas, and I got to answer the guy from New York because it's a very valid point. My family used to own property here in Baltimore. We didn't run into that rent issue, but listen, the big cities have been socialized to the point where they've destroyed them. And by the way, global warming, I want to make a real fast point here. So
yep, you got 30 seconds.
Global warming, it's a fraud. The scientific method, scientists can't even agree on the scientific method, and that is flawed in and of itself. It starts with observation, right? All observation is biased. And I could go on with many other points, but don't buy into that. Let me address the guy, I think his name was Michael, talking about Christians. You reprobate, ignorant child. How dare you disparage and insult a whole group of people like that? Get an education and learn something about Christians.
Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
Vincent, thanks for coming in and sitting in for Ian. He has been unable to come in this evening. Had to visit a friend in the hospital. So thanks for sitting in.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. And where can people hear more of you? You usually get to promote something here on Free Talk Live. Off the air live?
Yeah, I have a, we're talking about local government. The guy talks about, you know, federal government. I have a YouTube channel called Free Hanover. That's where I'm from. I'm chronicling, a property dispute between the town and a private citizen that I met in my work. And I don't take sides. I'm just documenting how a small town government could ruin someone's life and harass you using police. It's Free Hanover on YouTube. And yeah, Off Air Live, I co-host, but not for much longer.
Okay. Let's go to Adman calling in from Alabama. Adman, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I wanted to throw this into the mix. Back during in the 60s, during the Vietnam War, a lot of people, a lot of guys were staying in, taking advanced degrees and so forth so they could stay out of the draft by staying in school. Mm-hmm. And it was a study done that, you know, when they got to be 24, 25 years old, when they went home, they didn't want to go back. I mean, they were comfortable being at home because they had overcome that. And if you'll notice that, you know, your biological clock, when most kids get to be 14, 15 years old, they don't agree with their parents in anything. But yeah. Back in the day, you know, when they turned 14 years old, mom and dad was helping them clear up their 40 acres to farm. So
right.
I don't think that, you know, advanced education has caught the biological clock is caught up with it. Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, I guess that makes some sense. I mean, we are creatures that have evolved over many, many billions of years or whatever. But I think that when people hit puberty, they're essentially biological adults once puberty is complete. And we tell them for years afterwards, no, you're not. You can't see that movie. No, you can't drive that thing. You can't, you know, like there's a whole bunch of other hurdles to go over to sort of be what, you know, an American society is an adult. And I don't know when adulthood starts. I'd really like to find out. I'm 46 and I'm not 100% sure I've hit it. And, you know, these kids get just told to be kids longer and longer, responsibilities taken away. Exactly when, how does someone become responsible without responsibilities?
Well, it used to be 13 years old. I think the Jewish people, they had the bar mitzvah when they're 13. That's supposed to be the age when they become an adult, from a child. I think the Virgin Mary was supposed to have been somewhere between 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah. Same with Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. She was rather young.
Yeah. But it just changed. I mean, when I was growing up, the age of consent in Alabama was 14 years old.
Really?
Now it's 16 years old. And I understand that it's even 18 years old. And I tell you what, if you were to put make every girl under the age of 14 tell who the father was and prosecute him for statutory rape, there wouldn't be enough prisons in the whole nation to take care of them all.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be really great for Alabama if they did it either, because there's a lot of hardworking people that would get tossed in jail, right?
Right, right.
Thanks for the call, Ed, man.
I enjoy your program so much. Like I said, I'm an older guy, but you have enlightened me on so many things. One thing would be the boom stuff that's going on right now, the Bitcoins.
Oh, Bitcoins, yeah.
You guys are really on cutting edge, and I give you the praises for that.
Thanks so much, and I love your name, Ed, man. I'm one, too.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I guess I can give the number, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Clay calling in from New York. Clay, you're on Free Talk Live. Clay, Free Talk Live. You here? All right. Back on hold, Clay. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm glad when the callers screw up before me. But anyways, New Mexico is number one again in the nation for the highest unemployment rate.
Why do you think that is?
3 months in a row.
Why is that?
What do you think? Whoopee! Hey, we got number one.
Hey.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I don't know. Somebody has to be number one, or, you know, number 50, I think is the way I'd like to look at it. I'd like to look at this as last, not first. Obviously unemployment, not a good thing. Some people work and don't report it. I don't know. But go ahead. Why do you think the reason is?
Well, you know what? I think that's because we're number one in hit and run and pedestrian and bicycle fatality. And we're
so
the
they can't work because they've been hit into a knocked into a hospital bed. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a very very undesirable, unsafe place to live and to work and bring in business.
Why do you stay there?
One of the major reasons why they stay away. And plus, we're the very last state to have an unpaid all volunteer legislature. We're the only state.
Your legislature is unpaid.
Right. All they get is per diem, like hotel and traveling expense.
Oh, I'd have to check on that. But New Hampshire's basically the same thing, though, Sarah. I mean, New Hampshire, they get $100 a year. So if you want to say the
only... You guys get something. You guys get actually...
$100 is not something.
No, I mean, you don't get paid anything at all.
We is nothing. You've never been a legislator. They don't get paid anything. The difference between $100 and $0 when you're talking about annual pay is mitigable, at best.
No, but we are the last one to do it. And you know what's very peculiar is that if you ask an ordinary person, an Albuquerque resident, they're like, well, they get paid. They are paid.
Yeah.
They are not.
What do you think? What problem do you think that would solve to pay your legislators?
Well, it takes them away. Like, a lot of them are attorneys. When I call them, they get annoyed with my calls because they have to run to seeing their client. So they get aggravated with all their jobs and duties, and they got to still listen to my letters and phone calls, and they get annoyed because they can't give a full-time dedication and time to.
Have you ever called a legislator in some other state?
No, I never have.
Well, that would be a way to find out whether they would get annoyed at you there, too. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's try Clay in New York. Clay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Peace. How you doing?
All's well.
All right. I was like what I'm saying about the need peace, not war. And like now the Russians went to Alaska, taking out Alaska 2 times in a row.
I'm sorry, the Russians, Alaska, what? Wait a second, Clay, there's a little overmodulation in the audio. The Russians and Alaska, what?
The bomber, the Alaska bomber planes
that
went to Alaska.
Uh-huh.
They came back twice.
Yep.
And the United States bomber intercepted them.
Uh-huh. Why they came over here?
Because the United States sent warships speeding at Syria and is also sort of messing around in the South China Sea.
That's Trump. Trump did this. Trump, okay. Trump had never did this. They said, you're coming over us, we're coming over y'all now. Because you threaten them. It's a threat.
Yeah, I agree.
Trump is threatening. You got the ship in Peninsula going to Korea. You're threatening them. That's a threat.
I can see why North Korea would feel threatened in that circumstance. I sincerely hope that North Korea is as circumspect about their reaction as Russia is. Russia just sent some bombers to kind of buzz the airspace and that sort of thing. The idea of bombing the Aleutian Islands probably didn't do much for them, but I think that Putin's trying to send a message to Trump. Thank you for the call. The audio wasn't great, but I tend to agree with what he says on that subject, is that peace is prosperous. It's good for the economy. And, war? It isn't. It's only good for the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, they have war hawks in Russia, too. I saw some guys like...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do.
Probably not as unpleasant as John McCain, but after the Syria strike, there's politicians in Russia calling for, equal strike against the U.S.
Yeah, so the Syrian strike, okay, so the Russians wanted to strike. See, that's the problem with puppet states, is Russia would have to strike a puppet state, not that I'm advocating for that. I'm certainly not, but to sort of quote-unquote be fair or whatever. I think it's better for Russia if they don't get into a war with the United States, but I'm not interested in any of that. Thanks. Free Talk Live, you can check us out in the meantime, freetalklive.com. All the archives are there for free for you. A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.